You are now getting involved here with the Chop Sports Network.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Tuesday, June the 22nd. I'm just ahead of myself. June the 22nd, 2021. Sturch, Gooch, Production Pete in the house for another jam-packed episode. Not a lot of sports last night. It was the only thing that was really worth really diving into for a half a second is the fact that the opponent has left the match. I saw that meme last night, and I'm like, oh, my God. The Islanders, what, did we not show up? And your boy started off the scoring.
Stamkos, yes. Is that who you're talking about? I didn't watch any of it because I was stuck here until fucking 9:30 at night with Jimmy Palumbo.
Getting involved here on the Chop Sports Network. You can find Jimmy Palumbo's show released today along with Pretender to Contender with Joe Matarese. And, of course, the Squeaky Bum Time podcast, the footies out there, all those soccer fans. Remember, dude, and I already saw, I asked Mike, how many people are joining this free tournament? And he gave me a decent number. I was like, oh, that's good, you know. So they're being sponsored by the World Soccer Shop right now for that tournament. So I'm excited to see that grow. They've been posting without me doing it overnight on Tuesdays. They're launching on Tuesdays and Fridays. They do it at Monday nights at midnight because they want to attack the
early morning listeners.
Well, not only that, smart. The people across the seas too. I mean, those guys have a different time zone.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, honestly. So they're doing work over there. So yesterday, you know, we sat here, we teased. We got a big thing going on. We got a big meeting coming up. So look, here's full discrepancy, full disclosure. This is how full transparency have you. We went over to MJ's in Mattawan. We wanted to get a launch party for this website. I already told a couple people about MJ's being the spot. Look, first and foremost, MJ's could very well be a spot for Chop Sports to do their thing. It's just that we tried to schedule a party on the biggest fight night of the year. And truth be told, welcome to New Jersey. They're understaffed like everybody else.
That's kind of how it's going right now in that whole industry. So I get it.
Yeah. A great meeting with those guys. Dave over at MJ's and Sue. She was very helpful. And the silent assassin, Pete, who sat there with his arms crossed the entire time, just like, I'm taking this all in. I'm going to figure this all out. And
Who's Dave? Don't you mean Bane?
Bane. Our city of Gotham.
Guy wore a Bane mask the entire fucking meeting.
It was very intimidating. His beard dropping out the bottom of it in gray streaks, like embracing the gray. Like, I can't embrace that yet. Like, I have like a spot here. This guy's like streaked.
It almost
gray.
Looks like he like has it dyed for pro wrestling.
Yes.
Or something like that.
I should have asked him if he's a worker. He's a massive human being. But anyway, the meeting doesn't go as per what we think, but we got other things in the works, and we're trying to get a launch party for that Saturday night, July 10th, for the Dustin Poirier Conor McGregor fight. So keep your ears and eyes open for that one. But again, no ill will. I think it was a great meeting to meet these guys. MJ's is a great spot. You know, we sat and we ate lunch. I think this guy had a salad. Gucci had a salad.
I ordered a salad, and I hear Dave like, come on, bro. Like, what the fuck? I just ordered a penne pizza.
I ordered a penne vodka pizza. This guy gets the Mondo burger over here with like eight layers of meat.
Bro, I told you, I'm going to this HQ pool party in AC. I'm
going to
be
you are going to AC.
Yeah, I'm going to be by far the oldest human being there.
Is
right?
This the booty fest?
Or the big booty mix.
Big
booty mix.
You're going.
It's called Two Friends. That's the guys
How
that actually run the big
on
booty
a hotel
mix.
On Saturday. Would you like to disclose that or no?
Yeah, dude. It was like $5.50.
Jesus
you
Christ.
Know? You know? But
hey, look at what we're doing around here. We're making money, bro. No,
it's got to be done. Like, honestly, I've been taken away from real life activities for about the last 4 months. Ashley's been bearing with me. Like, I'll give you another example. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she comes over, right? I got out of here at like 9:30.
I thought you were exaggerating.
No, maybe like 8:30.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
So
still,
I get out of here
night.
At 8:30. I get out of here at 8:30. Now I'm hanging out with Ash, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Palumbo calls me. Then Joe Matarese calls me. So then
Dave
Sturch is texting me. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, you know, I just kind of put you off all day, all month, all 3 months.
All 6 months.
And then she's like, yeah, I'm just going to leave. And I was like, whatever. I just spent $5.50 on AC. Which, honestly, I didn't even Zelle her back yet because she put it on her card.
Wow.
I just couldn't. Like, I've just been, like, you know, busy.
Listen, yeah. No, listen. And as you say that, I also made plans for this Saturday to go to, like, some day drinking, you know, with a friend that I haven't seen since like October. You know what I mean?
You don't
like,
know day drinking until you're in a fucking, in, it's swim attire only, which is why I ordered the salad because okay. I'm going to be there and I'm going to be literally double the age of any other male there.
But you're
not that I really care.
And
but
you got the fresh cut today.
Yeah, I got the fresh cut. I went a little shorter because by Saturday I'm going to need, you know.
See, I'm the same wave. Like I always say skin because I say it's got to last me a week or two. You know, so this week for the first time, I'm not getting a haircut this week. I actually skipped it and I said, who am I trying to impress? We got softball. Maybe I have like a playoff beard. Like just don't do anything. We're going to win. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, dude, real life, we got to get back to that, but also keep our nose.
It's a really big week. So it is timing wise. It's kind of taking me away from what I would like to be doing this weekend, which is not what I'd like to be doing, but what I need to be doing, which is work. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of downtime when you're in a hotel room in AC, at least for me. I'm not a big gambler, so I'll bring my laptop.
You'll bring your laptop. You say that, and it must run in the blood because your brother is literally in the DR, and he's posting in Chop Sports like different memes and stuff. And I'm like, dude, go back to the resort.
If you follow his,
don't follow him
on Instagram. You might see like a dick shadow or something like that on the beach.
I got the V going on.
Yeah, with the it'll have like the ocean surf like covering the shadow of his dick. And I'm not kidding.
That's your brother. Yeah. That's your brother in a nutshell.
Shout out to Carl. At least he's listening every day.
Oh yeah, you know, dude. And he's giving the most positive
feedback. And
yeah, he's been giving that feedback. And when I told my brother, hey, did you listen to it on Friday? He goes, oh, I usually typically download it on Mondays. I'm like, what do you mean on Mondays? I was like, you do realize we're every day now. He's like, really? I was like, oh my God. It's like, bro, it's been 3 weeks now, you know?
It's like when you ask Ray Ray at Miller's, like, yo, you listen today? He's like, oh no, I didn't get a chance to listen today. It's like, well, you fuck you, Ray Ray.
Right.
No. Shout out to Ray Ray too.
Anyway. So the only thing in sports, relatively playoff wise was NHL, and the Islanders completely got shellacked. 8-0. So they're a touchdown and a 2-point conversion away from getting back in that thing, but they just didn't. I said this on Twitter. It was a little shot at Borelli's, but I was like, Borelli's closing early tonight. You know what I mean? Like, but I didn't add them or anything. Like, I wasn't being a dick to them particularly. But, you know, again, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs and anything can happen. And the Islanders just didn't show up. So hopefully they rebound. I think their next game, I believe game 6 is tomorrow. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But so the Mets did play. We'll breeze over the results. They lost game 1, win game 2. Or vice versa.
Lose a DeGrom game.
They did not lose a DeGrom game. Speaking of Mr. Jesus Christ superstar, Jacob DeGrom, he was the first victim of the spider tack shakedowns, we'll call it. Bush League, bro. Like, crap.
I agree.
DeGrom won, MLB 0. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he basically said, oh, I guess that sinker was just too goddamn filthy.
So there is a little bit of a backstory. I shouldn't say backstory, but this is the first day that they were initiating the crackdowns on the pitchers, and he was the first pitcher to actually start a game.
Right.
On the day of the crackdowns, they checked the other guy as well, and there's not a big deal about it because his ERA is in 0.40, right? So obviously they make a big deal about the DeGrom situation, and DeGrom handled it like a fucking G, as usual. He's like, oh, I didn't mind it. He was laughing it off. And then he came out and like struck out the next two out of three batters or whatever, and he just did his vintage DeGrom thing. And honestly,
do you see him flash the leather?
I really fucking like DeGrom. I'll bust balls and this and that, but man, DeGrom, it's a treat to watch this guy do it. And then it's a treat to watch the way he handles himself in all these situations. Right. You know, his teammates kind of whack, but you know, for the way they caped up for him.
The good little player
although he's kind of turning it on a little bit. Two bangers the other day.
Yep. So, but look, the Mets are coming down into a reality-based situation where they're doing a lot of these doubleheaders, and now their record will kind of mirror the Yankees. They're still a couple games behind as far as games played is concerned, but the Mets are catching up with these doubleheaders, and it seems like they can't really get out of their own way sometimes. But when DeGrom is on the hill, it's just something to be said. You're right. He is a very likable dude. It does raise the question, though, as the Yankees come back into action tonight, Gerrit Cole on the mound. How fast before he's checked?
Immediately.
Right.
First inning.
That's unbelievable. Like, what are we doing? You know, like, it feels gross to me that this, you said it last week, they want to speed up the game. This ain't the way to do it. They're doing it in between innings, so you would have to do it anyway.
Doing is, it's got to be something where it's like, if you see somebody doing something shady, then you address it. But if they're just randomly checking every pitcher here and there, it puts the umps in a bad situation. It makes the fans boo. It just creates this element of uncomfortability in the whole stadium, because now you got this ump that's walking up to the pitcher and he's like, oh, you know, bro, like, what? I don't really want to do this, but I kind of have to do this. It feels like they're doing it for the camera and they're doing it just to show Major League Baseball. Look,
that shakedown had no sound or anything because it was in between, you know, like there was no like actual recording of it. It was just like the camera found what was happening. And they found DeGrom, and the thing is,
like, DeGrom has this demeanor where he's not going to cause a scene. There's definitely some guys out there that are going to cause a scene.
Wait until Bauer's checked. Wait until Trevor Bauer's
checked. And it's not even about the starters.
He's going to take his belt off, take his pants off.
Middle relievers and middle relief pitchers in baseball are some of the craziest people in the game. Watch Major League. You know, there's a stereotype for a reason with the whole wild thing shit. Like, that's how these guys typically are. Brian Wilson.
That was my favorite. I was just going to say, do you know what my favorite pitcher was?
You're going to come check some guy that's like fucking geeked up that just blasted smelling salts as he ran out of the bullpen, right? And I say smelling salts because I don't want to actually, who knows what the fuck they're blasting back there. But you're going to have some guys that aren't going to take to it the same way DeGrom did. They're going to kind of buck back, as you call it.
It's interesting to see what Cole's going to do tonight. Obviously, you know, he has to be like,
I'm not cheating anymore. Cheating, but...
Gee Willikers, guys. I'm not cheating.
As he strikes out 10 over fucking 7 and gives up one home run. Probably one home run. Because he always does give up that one ball.
Yeah, that one little hanging breaking ball that, whoops, that one hung a little bit.
Oh, man, I really wish I would have that pitch back.
Kermit the Frog.
Hey, I love Garrett Cole, but it's fucking what we call it like we see it over here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I do wonder, though, when that first person is caught. Like, what that reaction is going to be.
And that's the crazy part.
When is that? Oh, like, all right, so I'll ask you, maybe even Pete, over under, how long before the first pitcher is caught? We already went a day. How many days before the first pitcher is caught with some kind of shit?
Soon.
You think it's going to happen?
I think it'll happen soon.
10 days. Oh, wow. He's thinking it's going to go long. Okay.
No, I mean, I would say 10 days falls into the soon category. Well, let's look at it like this. When they cracked down on the steroids, you were like, nobody could possibly take steroids anymore because, like, how crazy could you be to, like, really do that at this point? Well, here's the thing. There's some guys that are fringe out of the league. So it's like, if I'm a guy that's like, all right, I need this stuff because I'm kind of not as good as I need to be.
I'm about to be designated for assignment.
So if I'm on the fringe of being on the roster in the major leagues and I'm like, well, if I don't take steroids, I'm going to fucking be cut. So it's like, well, I'll just take my chances, I'll juice. And I feel like that could be the same with pitchers where they're like, well, without this stuff, I'm way worse. If my ERA goes up even a fucking half a run, then I'm probably going to get bounced out of the league and get DFA'd.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fucking roll with it, take my chances, specifically if I'm a relief pitcher, because the chances of them checking a relief pitcher after they had already checked the starter in the game is very minimal. So I'm interested to see how Major League Baseball handles that aspect of things. Like, DeGrom gets checked. Does that mean, like, okay, I'm a relief pitcher now. They already checked our guy. Like, I'm going to go out there. Yeah,
how many times can you check?
How many times are you going to check?
Are they going to check Chapman? You know what I mean? Like, even though he throws gas pretty much all the time. And, you know, the slider's disgusting. But are they going to check Peralta if he comes in tonight? You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be... It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what these guys do as far as the consistency and the timing.
And then there's going to be some players that buck the system, like I said, where they might not make a scene on the field by getting checked, but... I could just imagine they'd be like, well, I don't give a fuck what they say. I'm doing what I've always done. If you want to fucking do it, I'm going to come out and say, yeah, we've always done it. I'm not going to stop now because you're an asshole. And like, you see the injuries around the league and they're going to be like, no, I'm not risking my elbow. I'll take 2 games off. No big deal. Right?
That first penalty is nothing. It is literally zero. I mean, the team has to weather the storm for 2 starts.
Eventually, it's going to go away anyway.
I think so, too. When's the last time you heard anybody about PEDs?
I mean...
Cano?
You do hear it from time to time, and it
didn't
go away.
But not very relevant, kind of faded.
But it's just not the... As soon as the court of public opinion kind of eases back and they stop fucking making a big... Which, honestly, court of public opinion is on the player's side, if you ask me. There's a couple guys that I know that are typically Mets fans because they want to hate on Cole, like a James Ruber, or you name it. Shout out to Rube. I hope he's listening, but...
He's been silent. Is he okay?
I mean, the Mets have kind of been silent.
Okay.
So
I mean, DeGrom started last night. Usually he has, like, takes a picture of the mural on his wall. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, people out there that'll
There's going to be some people out there. We'll see.
Speaking of shakedowns, I have to touch on this because this is absolutely absurd. Frank Clark of the Kansas City Chiefs gets pulled over.
That's Big Uzi Vert.
Bro, what is he doing?
Pete liked that reference to hip-hop.
See, I didn't know what that was. Right, I'm out of touch with hip-hop. Frank Clark caught with an Uzi in his trunk. The question I have is, one, why? You know, why do you have an Uzi in your trunk? And my, the broader question is, why do these professional athletes put themselves in a situation to get exposed like this, man? You get caught once like this, that is an that's a felony to have an Uzi in your trunk. Frank Clark may not play again this year or going forward. It's a thing.
I mean, he'll definitely play again in the league because he didn't
kill anybody.
He didn't throw his wife on a pile of Uzis like your boy.
My boy.
Yeah.
The Kraken?
Yeah, the Kraken.
Why can't I think and then he ended not, up, not Gary Sanchez.
He ended up suiting up again. Greg Hardy.
Right? And now who now beats up people for a living. Yeah.
So you get my point. Like there is the NFL, if you're able to play well, you're gonna get another chance. Now
Ray Rice maybe
he misses some time this year because, you know, this, that, and the other, but you know how the NFL works. They did it with Zeke, where you don't really have to be prosecuted. It's just like if you make the NFL look bad, they have the right to suspend you.
Which is garbage.
The right to suspend you.
Garbage, but, yeah.
You know, I don't want to get into, like, what somebody's doing with their personal life, and I don't know if Frank Clark is, like, moving heavyweight, like, drugs, and that's why he needs a gun. But these guys are, he's riding around in a Lamborghini, and he might come from an area where he's conditioned, where it's like, you know, if people know that I have money.
Trapped.
There's people that know I have money. You look at the Sean Taylor case. Mm. You know, these guys are targets because they're walking around and usually they're, you know, could potentially be going back to a place where isn't necessarily the best area. And you're driving a Lamborghini and you got $100,000 worth of ice on your neck. The chances are you might need some protection. Now, are you going to risk your career and carry an Uzi or a submachine gun or whatever the fuck it is? First of all, I'm not doing it, but hire a bodyguard, maybe put a pistol under your fucking car seat if it's legal. I don't know, but I see some sides of it where the players feel like they need to be protected. I just don't know if that's the reason why he's doing it.
With an Uzi, bro?
I mean,
like you said it, handgun? I'll get that.
Well, I can promise you this.
People we know have handguns.
MS-13 has Uzis. The people that are going to be robbing him potentially, they could possibly have some Uzis. So, we don't know the game that he's playing. You know,
he's playing in the NFL with the Chiefs. That's the game he should be playing.
You don't know what game he's playing in the offseason.
If you're an NFL athlete, if you're a professional athlete, why are you putting yourself in this position in the first place?
I'm in no way, shape, or form agreeing with the fact that he's got an Uzi in his trunk. Because first of all, if someone pulls up on you and they have an Uzi too, you're not going to be like, hold on. One second, I got to go to my trunk and get mine. So it is even, you know. So it's not like he has it on him. Yeah, right. You know, it's not the fucking Batmobile, right. Or is it?
Right? Could be. Could very well be. They can own the legitimate Batmobile. I find the story crazy because I find that nobody is learning their lesson in today's society. Like the people that are not, like I understand what your aspect of saying, like you don't know where the guy comes from, you don't know what he's doing in his off season. But like I think that when you make it to the big leagues, when you get to the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, that's taking you away from what you struggle with your entire life. Like if he came from a bad area and there's gangbangers and there's people that are just shooting up your projects
The guy in the Vikings yesterday got shot four times.
Like what are we doing here?
I mean,
why are you putting yourself in that position?
But that's what I'm saying. He's visiting his people in D.C., and there's people maybe there.
Yeah,
that,
you make one wrong turn in D.C., it's game over. And that's terrible. That's where our president is. You know, like, you make one wrong turn, and you're in no man's land. Maybe I'm just ignorant to that. Maybe I just don't know enough about that life. But, like, when you get to the NFL and you get paid like a Frank Clark gets paid, you want to take your people out of those situations. So if the people are from these hard time areas, then why don't we say, you know what? The people that I love and care about the most, you're about to move to Kansas City. And you're about to move three blocks from me, and I'm going to buy you a house with a mortgage paid off. That's what you do with your money. You don't go back to the hood and go nuts.
Yeah, but
you just don't do it.
You ever hear the expression, you can't take the hood? You could take me out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of me, et cetera, et cetera.
And again, I can't get into the schematics of what these guys are doing.
You don't know.
It's your life, bro. But I just
put it this way.
Be smarter.
Don't carry a fucking Uzi in your trunk. It's a felony, so there's the reason enough to not do it.
Right.
Figure it out a different way. But I understand the element of why some of these guys might do it. And that's just me playing devil's advocate.
Totally.
I wouldn't do it. You know, I wouldn't advise somebody to do it. But
the thing. He has people in place that should be advising him.
There's another side of it. You have these rookie symposiums where they tell you how to spend your money. You got to listen. You got to do these things right. You know, the NFL doesn't fuck around. They will suspend him, probably. You know, More than likely, yes. I mean, like, I don't know how it's pretty cut and dried. Felony gun charge.
But, there's nowhere ifs, ands, or buts.
He had it.
It was found.
If there was someone else in the car.
You can't say, like, that's not mine. Well, it doesn't matter because it's on your possession. It's on your person. But anyway, like I said, crazy story in the NFL. And I didn't even bring up the guy who got shot four times. He's like 50 Cent all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad situation to put yourself in. And it's unfortunate because obviously you hope for the recovery.
But we don't know the situation. He could have just been fucking driving, and it could have been a case of mistaken identity. It could have been, you name it.
Right.
You know, who knows? A cookout and somebody rolled up and tried to, who knows? Like I said, we're just going to put that one to bed because nobody fucking knows.
Totally. I agree.
Hey guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell them Chop Sports sent you.
Sticking with football for one quick second, did you get a chance to listen to that little sound clip from your boy Tom Brady?
Bro, that shit was disturbingly pathetic. And then you got like Chelsea Handler there commenting on things.
Well, what
like,
the hell? First of all, why are we putting that group of people?
This is the one thing I don't like about LeBron is that fucking show. What is it, the barbershop or the shop?
Something to that
effect. Is that what it is? That's what it was on, right? It was like Maverick Carter, who I like Maverick Carter. I like, you know, I see what they're trying to do, but
it's
just,
a vibe and we get it.
Sometimes
like,
sometimes the
show.
Mix, it's weird to me. I've given it a shot and I was just like, ugh, this is fucking cringe.
Right.
Cringe.
So, Tom Brady, in case you guys didn't know, there was a sound clip that made its way around the interwebs yesterday. I guess they were talking about his free agency journey of getting to Tampa, you know? And I guess a certain team didn't call him. And there was a couple teams linked to Tom Brady to make a push. And he said, and I quote, "You're going with that fucking guy?
You're going to stick with that motherfucker?"
Or that, yeah. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, he's big timing somebody. Now, who is it? Who is he big timing? There was rumors already. ESPN has gone all over this that it could be Derek Carr. Because the Raiders were in the market for a quarterback.
Who else was in the market for Tom Brady? Pete, could you look that up? Like, what other teams were in the final four? Just say
his internet. his internet.
You have a phone?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Because curious.
So I have my own theory on it. I'm thinking maybe it could have been Jared Goff. I don't know if that was like a thing, but I know that Brady wanted to go to Cali. Right,
correct.
Potentially. So that could have been it, but I don't know. I mean, you look at what they did get rid of Goff the following year, so it might have been like the one last shot to give him a shot, but... Maybe Tannehill, because I think he was connected to Tennessee.
Ready for this? What about Jimmy G?
I was going to say that.
Jimmy, what about his former backup?
I was going to say that, but I think that they have a pretty good relationship, so I don't know that Brady would do him like that. But Brady's also a piece of shit in life.
But correct in that regard, because I've always gone against you when you're like, oh, I'm going to beat up Tom Brady. He's a piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, come on. He's a family man. He's doing everything for his family, blah, blah, blah. He's got the TB12
brand. When you say he's doing everything for his family, you mean he's French kissing his son?
Oh, Jesus. But anyway. But for real. You got it, Pete?
I mean, this article says they're speculating it was Jimmy G.
See?
I'm still reading, though.
Okay. Read on. Let me know when you got something else. But Jimmy G could be a thing, bro. You know what I mean? Like, he was traded away. Bill Belichick probably didn't like that move, you know, because they needed a successor, and they still don't have a successor. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care how good Mac Jones might look. That's not the successor yet. And Cam Newton, we've posted on the Chop Sports Network, he looks in midseason form right now, where he's just throwing ground balls into it or floaters.
Somebody came to Cam's rescue in that thread, by the way.
Oh, no. No, who?
And they were like, no, it was just some random person that fucking we picked up with hashtags on Instagram, right? So he came in and he was like, you do realize that this is an overthrow drill. And I was like,
shut the hell up.
Well, how come Mac Jones didn't overthrow his receiver seven times?
There's no such thing, bro.
No, there is
no,
some
no,
type.
No, 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 there's
there
not.
Is some things where they want to like make a receiver make a play, but that wasn't it.
The ball is minicamp. 10 feet over
this
his
isn't,
head.
Yeah, this is minicamp. This is like,
oh,
you know,
my
stop.
God. Somebody actually said that?
Mandatory OTAs are doing fucking overthrow drills.
Get
the fuck
out
of here, bro.
Holy shit. Well, in that case, then like teams would be like the Jaguars before Lawrence would be like, that's all we do in practice.
You know, like, so like maybe you should just. Cam, you should try and do your underthrow drill so that then you can hit the target because you fucking suck. So if you throw, you know,
every time Cam Newton throws the ball, I'm like, oh, you know, like what are we doing? Like what? How's the throwing?
Every time he speaks about how like he's taking names and you know.
Anything else? Anything?
I mean, it's still just like a guessing game, but people are thinking it's Jimmy G because he wanted to play for the Niners and they stuck with Jimmy G.
Okay. That's a very Bay Area, you know, like California.
What was I saying before Pete rudely interrupted me with the information that I asked him to rudely interrupt me with?
I was going to say, you asked him rudely.
Oh, we were talking about the way Cam talks.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the roundtable discussion last year. I think we might have. I don't know. Actually, I made a crazy post about this before Chop Sports. Ooh. Maybe one of the first ones in Chop Sports where it was like Odell Beckham and Cam Newton sitting around. And they were like, yeah, bro, like we're fucking taking names this offseason. We're jotting down all. You didn't even play Odell, right? And this is always goes ACL. Back. This always goes back to the argument where they're like, this is my argument. When people are like, LeBron's not tough enough to play in the NFL. And I'm like, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. plays in the NFL. You know, Cam Newton plays in the NFL. Since when is it a requirement in this NFL for you to be tough?
Right.
It's not. Right. All right. It's not. Randy Moss wasn't tough. He didn't go over the middle.
I mean, he did moon y'all in Green Bay.
Oh, stop.
But yeah, I'm very surprised. And that's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. By the way, since we're going to talk shit about what Randy Moss has done, didn't Randy Moss have 3 catches, 3 touchdowns for 181 yards against the Cowboys
in his rookie season? Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, no, we're even now. Watch that game right next to my grandma. That was one to forget. But anyway, so sticking with Brady for a second, I was saying it before. Like, you know, I was always against you. Like, oh, come on. You know, like, it's Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He's the guy. He's the new Madden cover boy.
No, I acknowledge he's the GOAT. I just think
no,
he's
but like this kind of puts
he's a pussycat.
To me, it puts him in a bad light. It puts him, no matter who it was, no matter who he was talking about, I don't care if he's actually better than the said person, because more than likely is. You don't say that. He's not on that forum.
Tom Brady is a fucking herb. He's a dork.
Dork. It's an underutilized
word.
Look at
was tweeting about the Aaron Rodgers matchup and he was making jokes.
Now he's hitting putts according to Pro Football Talk.
He was making jokes and things like that. And then they had the interview where it was like the four of them on the panel.
Right.
And then he said the same things. Said the same jokes. Like, come up with something better. He was like, I guarantee he goes for it. Oh, God.
Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers with the I'm offended t-shirt. Yeah. Which, by the way, I think wholeheartedly, he's just making fun of society as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, I'm offended from the Packers. Like, that's not.
Well, I mean, like, society as a whole is, you know, the NFL fans. When we're talking about American society,
true.
Like, yeah. I maybe some tongue-in-cheek bullshit going on there where he's just like, guys, like, you realize that I'm living my fucking best life and everybody's absolutely worrying about what I'm going to do. And what he's going to do is he's going to practice his golf game at the Green Bay Packer Country Club. And I call it the Green Bay Packer Country Club because Aaron Rodgers is back.
There's no, I don't think there's another. The Green Bay Packers probably own that country club.
And it's insane to me how it's just not blasted all over the media.
That, you won't get that.
That's big news. And I said this, and I didn't get to touch on it because it was in my
your closing.
Hard closing yesterday. Right?
Over music and everything. Like, he was freestyling.
How if it was the other way around and Aaron Rodgers was like, his membership was due to be renewed.
Revoked.
Due to be renewed. Yeah. If his membership was due to be renewed and then he didn't, then it would be like, oh my God, he was supposed to renew his membership and he didn't. He's definitely gone. Well, now on the flip side of it, he was like, his membership was due to be renewed and he did.
Imagine that.
Maybe that means he's staying. And honestly, they're probably like, because he's probably still going to be there for the next couple months. But no, that's not the case. Do you want to know why it's not the case? Because he doesn't live in Green Bay in the offseason. So why would he care? You know, he's got six more weeks. Is he going to go practice golf now? And anyway, I'm kind of confused by that because once football season starts in Green Bay, you ain't golfing.
No.
You know?
You're not golfing.
You're not golfing. So that's for the offseason. That's for next year.
Right. And that's why I think when you renew a membership.
QB1, baby!
Listen, you're as a Green Bay fan, you should be excited with that little small tidbit of news.
Dave, you know that I haven't wavered. Right?
I know you like, haven't.
I've not even been shred of nervous about it. He's just not going anywhere. It just doesn't work, at least this year. And I think for him to come back this year and for it to work, he's got to get next year and the year after. Otherwise, he ain't coming back. So the team knows that.
Yeah, right. Well, I agree. But to close this out on the football, you know, we're heading into training camp soon, you know, a couple weeks away. So the players are finally, you know, getting their last bit of family time, you know, carrying Uzis and shit. You know, they're doing whatever they got to do in the offseason to get all their priorities in line because training camp's coming in. Can you rattle off your top five? I hate power rankings. I'm not even going to call them power rankings. Top five teams going into 2021, 2022 right now, starting with number one.
Tampa.
Okay, because they're the defending champions and they bring everybody back.
Tampa, Kansas City, Green Bay.
Okay, Green Bay with Rodgers.
Because Rodgers is
correct
based off of what I just said.
Yes,
and like how I haven't wavered. It's Green Bay,
Rodgers.
And that's even you know, maybe even low.
Mm-hmm.
I might put him above KC because now their D end is out potentially. And then it gets shaky to me. You know, it's really up in the air. I think Tennessee has a chance. Baltimore has a chance to really show out.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a team. The Rams look really good again. I think the NFC is loaded this year. I think the AFC has maybe one or two contenders. You never know. Pittsburgh, their offensive line is shaky.
The AFC West in general might be
the Colts have a really, really good roster, and we'll see what Wentz brings to the table there. He's kind of reunited with Frank Reich. Hey, I agree, but now he's behind an all-world offensive line, so we'll see. But if I had to pick my 4 and 5, it would probably be the Rams and the Ravens.
Okay.
Right. I like Bateman out of Minnesota. I was hoping Green Bay might have went with him, but he was gone by the time we picked. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, in regards to your list, it's shit. No, I'm kidding. I got Tampa coming back. They get everybody back. You can't not put Tampa Bay at number one because they literally brought every single goddamn starter back. So it's round two with that. Number two, I'll definitely give Kansas City the nod just because of all world skill that Patrick Mahomes possesses and what he does with that football when it's in his hands. Three for me is Green Bay. I'll put the if caveat. If Rodgers is the guy, that team's going to be hard to beat. Funch is coming back to add to the arsenal. You know, another rapport year with that tight end that they had last year. Aaron Jones re-signs. The other guy looks like a freaking ox compared to him. You know what I mean? So they're going to have a nice little offense, and they got the best cornerback in football, plus a good defense. So I think Green Bay will run away with their division if he's
barring
there.
yeah
so that's my caveat. I know it's not yours because you're sold and never have wavered. Number four, I would probably give it to, you know, I'm seeing too much conversation about the 49ers being good. I don't see that. I don't see Jimmy G being the guy, and then obviously Trey Lance, they're gonna have a little bit of a flux over there, so I think like not 500, a little couple games over 500, the Niners will compete in the West. Seattle's always a contender for me. I don't know why. Their defense is kind of suspect.
Russ
is always the guy. Look, my Cowboys, where do I put them in the top league? I think they should, as constructed, run away with the NFC East. That's just my opinion. But when it comes
Buffalo,
to...
Buffalo, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot about the Bills. I put the Bills probably right behind Green Bay as a most complete
team. You could bump Baltimore, and
Maybe
you could flip...
I don't know why people are always on this Baltimore hype train, and I know they keep adding, and, you know, I don't know. I can't get there yet with them. We hope J.K. Dobbins does wonders.
Yeah.
He's in our keeper fantasy league. But, like, I think Dallas is just quick prediction. Like, I think Dallas could get over a lot of discrepancies that they had last year when they didn't have an offensive line and they didn't have Dak Prescott. They can win 10 games out of the 17. They can win maybe 11. You know what I mean? And that'll get you in the dance. And that's all you got to do. The team that I think is going to drop off the face of the earth this year because of who they lost, it's going to sound crazy, but I think the Saints take a really big step back. Kamara is an all-world back, but you can't rely on Kamara to lead that entire offense. I don't care what they're doing. Either it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, who got this all-world ridiculous contract to be the quarterback. Again, he's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, but that's kind of like a fake contract. That's just kind of exposing.
How many times has McAfee said like that's all
exist.
Voidable?
Yeah, literally every dollar.
Every dollar is voidable.
So it's like as long as he plays, as long as he's rostered, he's making way too much money.
Right.
Which is kind of like, and why did he sign that deal?
I mean,
because I guess he believes in the fact that he might do something well.
I think the Saints take a step back, and they got to deal with the Bucks. You know what I mean? And that division is tough. I think Atlanta gets a little, I don't know, they lost Julio, but I feel like they shouldn't be as bad as they were last year. They'll get better. You know what I mean? So this, you're right, the NFC has a lot of teams that can make a play. I think, again,
The Rams. They got Stafford now.
Listen, McVay is still that boy wonder to me, and I think he has a better quarterback.
Akers now coming into his own. They got they still got Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods is probably the most underrated football player in NFL because he's a good receiver, but what he does without the ball in his hands is better than anyone in the league. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very overlooked in this day in the NFL with stats where like you hand the ball off and that motherfucker's playing football.
Right.
He's out putting a hat on a hat, we'll call it.
Absolutely. That's what it's
called. That's why I like the Green Bay receivers too, because they're all big, physical, and they block well.
Yeah.
But
Funches looks like a monster. You follow
Alan Lazard, bro. 6'5", fucking 240.
Again, so
beast.
Bigger guys make for bigger plays. And yeah, the Rams are going to be a contender. That NFC West, go for it. Go knock each other around. Seattle, 49ers, knock yourself around. I think the Dallas Cowboys, When I look at the Giants this year, I look at a returning Saquon Barkley. Fine. You know, that's he's still a great football
You know what it
player.
Is with the Giants, bro. As long as Danny Dimes is being Danny Dimes and handing out dimes to the wrong team and fumbling every time he gets touched.
He does.
And sometimes when he doesn't even get touched.
Right.
Then it's
20-yard line's a doozy.
But I honestly look at him in this offseason, and he looks like he got a little bit bigger. He looks like a man now.
If, he needs, you know. This is it for him, in my mind. Giants fans, chime in, you know, on the...
Of course.
This is it for him. I think if he doesn't show that he has that leadership mentality, and they wind up winning seven games again, and you find yourself in the top 10, top 12 of the draft with an additional Chicago Bears first-round pick, whoever the quarterback is, which, again, I'm sure the college pundits and experts have that guy lined up, whoever the next quarterback is, he might be the Giant. You know what I mean? And that's where we're at.
I honestly, the Giants are one of those teams that could go either way. I'm gonna go in on the Giants and say, like, well, not in. I'm not going to talk shit. I think the Giants have the chance to make the next step because last year they lost a lot of tight games, and their defense is a lot better than people think.
And you know what, though? What they didn't do is they didn't touch the offensive line. And they think that was not a problem. And they went out and drafted Tony, who, you know, great playmaker, but what's he going to be? Wide receiver 4 on that team?
Yeah, but they do have Galladay now.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, yeah. Tony, why would you waste that pick? I mean, look, we can go on and on, but you know what I mean? Like,
they probably should have taken a tackle there. They definitely should have taken a tackle there. They
definitely should. But anyway, we'll close that out. You could feel it. Me and you are in that football mode. It's coming.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
It's coming, and I cannot wait. There's between fantasy football leagues and just overall, you know, training camps and shit. I even looked into flights to Oxnard, California. Not even kidding you. Like, just try to meet up with Keith Ernst over with the Jersey Boys, and I'm your football
Oxnard,
team.
California. Did you hear what I played yesterday? The Khabib and Tony. He was like, "I'm from Oxnard, motherfucker." That's where Tony Ferguson's from. And Khabib is like, "What is this, Oxford? What is this?" He's like, "You ever been in a street fight? What do you mean you beat me up in the street?
Send me address. No, send me location.
Location.
Right. With that." Today on the dock, the Yankees are back. They play the Royals. Just so you know, a week from today, myself and Gooch will be doing the podcast here. Wow, maybe we should do it at Yankee Stadium. But I know, we'll talk about it.
Maybe we'll have a meeting with the Yankee Stadium guys and then let's have a Chop Sports party at the stadium pregame, and we'll stand behind home plate.
We'll bring Pete till he does nothing.
He can just sit there with his arms folded. And then Bane comes in and ruins the whole fucking thing. But this time, maybe Batman will show up.
Oh, you thought you were taking
the day.
You thought you were taking Yankee Stadium.
Could you imagine we're in that meeting yesterday, and then all of a sudden you see Batman swoop in, and he's like, "Motherfucking,
we're having this party here." Fucking Batman, bro. That's where we're at. Batman's going to save the day eventually. Yankees are back. We'll be back. Like I was just saying, me and Gooch are going to go see, hopefully, Ohtani either pitch or be in the lineup. You know, that's what you kind of tend to do now. You want to get games that, like, you see these future superstars. You know, we obviously want to see the Yankees win the game, but how cool would it be to watch Ohtani play?
Yeah.
Not play well, but play.
Yeah.
He's in the lineup.
No, I hope he gets fucking pegged in his elbow.
If we got Cole tonight, do we get Cole next week on Tuesday? Is that a thing?
I don't think that's how it works, Dave.
I know it's not how it works.
Is Cole our Tuesday starter,
Jesus
Chris?
Christ, that's not what I said. Oh, my God, making me look foolish. Mets and Braves go back at it tonight. Clippers and Suns. Suns in 4?
No.
Okay. No. So the Clippers win tonight?
No.
Okay, so Suns are going to go up 2-0, and then the Suns in 4 stuff is going to trend again, and then our Chop Sports Network is going to explode again. So follow us on all of our social medias, the Chop Sports Network on Instagram. Be sure to join the group. If you're listening to this sound of our voices and you like how we banter, just imagine 2,300 people bantering. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's pointless. You know, sometimes you watch batting practice with Luke Voit. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, yeah. Whatever. So that, and if you're into the Euros, again, squeaky bump time, go download their podcast. They're available now. Today, Croatia, shout out to Mario Bocara. You don't know who that is.
Oh,
he is the Croatian sensation.
I don't know who that is.
He's
but,
from my
but
pro wrestling
on
days.
My memories on Facebook today, I had a status that said, "Kick it." That was it. So I was like, oh, I've been doing this for a really long time, this whole soccer bashing
please
thing.
Make
but
that a t-shirt.
No, shout
please,
out to the soccer
please make
guys.
Make that a t-shirt.
Kick it!
Kick it!
But the only thing is, like, what? It doesn't read like that on the t-shirt. So if, like, yeah. if it was
if
like, you
would
hit
all
a button,
T's higher,
kick it!
Maybe put a button where it just plays.
Kick it!
Croatia,
I just
Scotland.
Don't know how to cheer for soccer besides that. Like, kick it!
Well, like, just like you did the hockey. He clears it.
Yeah. You know, so. And he's running. Yeah. And he kicks it!
But we are so sorry, Squeaky Bum. I promise we're soccer fans. It'll be on the TV in a little bit. Croatia, Scotland, Czech Republic against England action. They'll be in action today for the Euros. It's getting tight now. So I know the round of 16 is coming. Be sure to join the Squeaky Bum Time podcast Facebook group in order for all the details and to enter that contest. Win yourself some swag. So with that, for Sturch and Gooch, and production Pete coming up on his final days. Even I had to text him today. I was wondering, did he quit early? I don't know. But it was fine. He came in. We're here. We're done. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, pause. I heard you can make a little bit of money now. You want $50 to do that bumper?